Begin the current daf. Masech is Pesach and Nefchav Zayin. Begin the Amud Aleph. Begin the Tosh the Master. Begin the words of the Gemara. Actually, he breaks the lahachmetz until it has enough to ferment it. Tosh explains that we're talking about where this specifically that the forbidden sar has enough to ferment. The Gemara was saying this opinion of Rabbi Eliezer of Achan and Neba, and if the last one is the chula one, it's going to be permitted. Truma, it's going to be forbidden. Some say no, that doesn't make a difference. It's always going to be. It's not going to be aser until you have enough of the forbidden one. That's what Tosfos comes to explain. What does this mean to say? Be'iser. That if only the forbidden one has enough to ferment, whereas the heter one doesn't have enough, that's what the Chacham are going to say. That's going to be forbidden. Because if actually each one, the iser one and the heter yeast, had enough to ferment it, Yala Rashba the Shari actually seemed to the Rashba that actually would be permitted to eat it. Because since even without the Sari Betruma at all, the Mutter one, the Chulam one, would have enough to ferment it. Therefore, that's considered Zebazagurim, and that would draw a bundle and hold that's going to be Mutter. And the reason is he proves it's called the Perak Ba'asad of Masach the Bajzara, Tanya. The last Perak in the Bajzara, the Samachasim and Aleph, the Brisa teaches, Sari Shachul Mashal Truma Shanaf Leis, so if you have the yeast of Chul and Truma that falls into the dough, Ubitaki the Lachos, with the same case the taste describing, there's enough in each one to ferment it, but both fell in, Bechim said, and fermented, us is going to be forbidden. Reb Shimon Mat, Reb Shimon says it's going to be permitted. Says, Taisa Bahashta, Reb Shimon, Trabban Nacha, now that Reb Shimon that permits it is going to be like Trabban over here. That they say it's going to be forbidden only when you have in the Isra enough to ferment it. But if each one itself had, then the dose is going to be permitted. Rish Tyson says, then this that says in the end of the first paragraph of Tamur, David Bezim and Alf. This of a fermenting, after a fermenting, is not going to make forbidden, but only according to the calculation, which is, Shem Nafal Sashal Truma be Isa Bechim. So let's say the yeast of Truma falls into the dough and ferments. Then, because of enough leis alches kedelim, says, then now it goes from this mixture, falls into another dough, which is bigger than this one. Then, im yesh b'sa'ar kedel ha'achmetz, and if that sa'ar has enough to ferment, hashni asura, the second is going to be forbidden. Afa b'shin ascham tzaladei sa'ar shal isa v'adei isa rishayna shay shalat. Although, it's the combination of the first taroivis, which has a combination of the sa'ar of truma, together with the original dough, which was chulin, which was heter, that the two of them now are going in, and fermenting this second dough, that still, we're going to say that it's going to make it forbidden. When Mekmin Lahasim Krabban Nahach, and the Gemara explains that that Mishnah is going like Drabban, over here it sounds like Drabban, over here hold that even if there is in the Isser to ferment it, and the Heter also has to ferment, the dough is going to be forbidden. Not like Chase explained over here that when each one has, meaning if the Heter has enough on its own, that would be permitted. There you have that. The teruma that was the yeast and the original dough which was heter that's falling in and you see that it's going to make it aser like Rabban over here. I remember either he says Mutzal Meimad Hasam Ayin. You could explain that case over there's talking about Kagrin She'in Be'isav. No, with the original dough that now is falling to the second dough does not have a measurement of Gedil HaHachmas that it could ferment it on its own. Only the yeast of the truma that fell into the first one, that has enough to ferment the second one. That's what we're saying that's going to make it aser. But yes, if it had itself enough, then actually, like we're saying, Rabban Abayi would hold, then it actually would be mutter. To next day, the master begins with the Gemara Nisar B'Acheres, gets mixed in other ones, which Amri Ben Tam, he says, the Gers is not B'Acheres, B'Acheres, that if that gets mixed up with other breads, we said, if let's say, we said that if you heated up a bread with forbidden wood from Asherah tree, and that bread's aser. And if those breads get mixed up with other ones, the other ones are also aser. So it says the gears is not envaches, maches, and other ones get mixed up with other ones. Because if they say that Mishnah goes, laying the orders of the Mishnah is, we don't have this text. No, in neither one of the places where it mentioned the halacha, and therefore that's not the appropriate text. I'm saying acheres, be acheres, that would be forbidden even if it gets mixed up into another mixture of a suffix fake, another double of a doubt. Then next says the master begins with the Gemara b'chinar yibaleza iser b'chol isurin shabater. So yibaleza said that there's a problem in all isurin in the Torah. Which finds it difficult because we find elsewhere that actually yibaleza says zebazegrim is mutter. We were saying over here now, so you would prove yibaleza holds zebazegrim is aser. That's the Gemara. And yes, and don't say it's only in one context. He says in all isurin in the Torah. Says tais hashmash. It sounds like here from our Gemara. The b'chol mokum isle yibaleza. Yibaleza holds in every halacha the zebazegrim aser. That when there's two causations, one of heter, one of iser, the item is going to be aser. But Tamil Rashba, that's the one that's the Rashba, because the Tikshima Hachal Rav Huna Barchinna. So this is difficult Rav Huna Barchinna, the Tan B'Tamur B'Perkal Yisroin, because we learned the price in Tamur on the Lamarim base. Call us from the Gomez Beach, all those things that are problems that are forbidden to be wrote as a carbon on the Mizbeach. Valdei Sein Mutarn, the children of those carbonas, are that are regular animals that weren't sodomized and they weren't set aside from the desire, those children are going to be mut. Now, Betanya learned in the Brice on that. Rabbi Lezer Isi actually says, no, it's going to be Asir. Now, come Rav Huna Barchinna, who we're asking on, he explains, he says, oh, this whole machlekes is kishibru. It's only if that the animal was already pregnant, and a little bit safe nearby, and only after that was it sodomized. Oh, that's where Rabbi Lezer is going to hold that the blab is going to be awesome, because Rabbi Lezer is somebody who holds, will be Yerchim, who, that the fetus is like part, is like the thigh of the mother. So it was like the child was also sodomized, and therefore it's forbidden to be bred as a carbon. But let's say the mother was first sodomized and then became pregnant with this child. Ah, says Rav Huna Barchinna, Tirak Kol Mutarn, Rav Elazar, everyone's going to agree that the child's going to be mutter. Oh, wait a second. This child is coming from the mother that's forbidden to Mizbeach and from the father that's mutter to Mizbeach. That's like Zeb Zegayim. And even so, you see that permitted to bring as a carbon to Mizbeach. That it actually is a case of two causations, one also one mutter, and it's going to be mutter. And if it's difficult, how could our Gemara say that he holds like this? B'chol Yisrael Shem Torah, that is going to be awesome. Ketimik says the master begins with the Gemara B'ha, but over here, I feel mechavei rav. It's although generally, the halacha is like Rabbi only mechavei rav when only one dispute, not the majority. Here, it's even from his chavei rav. Tosfos comes to explain how could Shmuel rule like Rabbi not like Rabban, because says Tosfos the time of the Rabbi. Because the reason of Rebbe that he says that the bread that was baked through these woods that are forbidden to Hano, that it's going to be asur, is Meshum Diyah Shvach Eitz Mabas, because you see the benefit of the wood in the bread itself. And V'loimit Tam is Dezeb Zegram. It's not because that, oh, wait a second, the bread was baked with the wood that's forbidden, and the oven that's Mutter, oh, that's Zeb Zegram, and oh, that's why it's going to be asur. No, you can't say, because the Shmuel Pasuk behind the Parakal Salam, Shmuel explicitly rules, that actually when there's one cause, asur, one mutter, it's actually going to be mutter. And if you say the reason of Rabbi is because Zeb Zegarim is asur, then Shmuel would be contradicting himself in how he rules. Obviously, I have to say that Shmuel rules like Rabbi because, no, it's not because, it's not considered Zeb Zegarim. You see, Shvach Eitzim in the bread itself. So when you have benefit in the bread, it's like you're having benefit literally from the word itself. That's why it's forbidden. And that's how he could rule like Rabbi in this halacha, even though he rules that Zeb Zegarim is mutter.